If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Happy Friday. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish back on Tuesday morning here on the podcast, back on TV as well on Tuesday. Trevor takes over on Monday, and then Mike is back, as mentioned. But today's a 9 on the WOKV weather meter. We are mostly cloudy with our sky today, and we're going to be mainly dry. An isolated shower possible today, but temperatures in the mid to upper 70s today, lower to mid 70s closer to the coast with an onshore breeze there. Moderate rip current risk at our local beaches with surf temperatures in the lower 60s. We are cloudy for nighttime plans tonight, but we should be mainly dry, dropping from the 70s into the 60s. It's going to be not too bad of a night for any nighttime plans. By the morning, we'll be in the mid to upper 50s to low 60s. We are going to be mostly cloudy for Saturday, but the first half of the day is going to be dry as we start the weekend. We will be breezy and near record highs, in fact. In the lower to mid 80s, 85 the forecast. Record high is 88 for Saturday, with 1974 being that 88 degree record high temperature for Saturday. So we are tracking that, and also some mid to late afternoon showers and thunderstorms arriving ahead of a cold front that could be strong, perhaps even one or two severe thunderstorms. So something we're going to be watching, especially between 3 and 6 p.m. or so, arriving in northeast Florida and the listening area here. We'll be tracking that on First Alert Doppler HD, so be weather aware in the mid to late afternoon hours. You're good through about 1 to 2 o'clock unless things speed up before that shower and storm activity gets in to northeast Florida. Generally, the best opportunity for strong to severe thunderstorms either side of I-10 and areas to the north. South of that should be weakening some by the time it makes its way into your neighborhood. So we'll be tracking that, especially for, again, either side of I-10 and areas to the north. We'll be tracking that threat for at least some strong storms. So something we'll be watching for you Saturday afternoon and evening with meteorologist Corey Sima in the First Alert Weather Center. We'll be watching that. But then we see a few showers linger overnight. There'll be some dry times in the evening, but overnight a few showers redevelop before we dry things out by, say, Sunday morning sunrise. And then we'll be clearing out the sky, too, with winds out of the west and northwest by the end of the weekend, ushering in some cooler and drier air. We'll be in the lower 70s for highs on Sunday. But as we go into Monday and Tuesday morning, we'll be partly cloudy with our sky and temperatures in the upper 40s, upper 60s to low 70s by Monday and into Tuesday. So we'll get through this cold front on Saturday afternoon and into the early evening. Then we cool it down again back to the low 70s near average by Sunday. But I hope you have a great weekend, a safe weekend. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. I'll see you tonight at 4, 5, 6, 10, and 11 on Fox 30 and CBS 47 Action News Jax. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Beedenball for 104.5 WOKV.